At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Mike, is this week one leak that the Steelers are opening in New York against the Jets the strongest indication yet that Aaron Rodgers will play for the Steelers in 2025?
Well, it's a strong indication that the league is betting that he will. And I think it's a safe bet. Now, the fact that it's not a primetime game gives you a little cover in the event that he doesn't. We don't have Mason Rudolph on Sunday Night Football, so NBC is grateful about that possibility, but I'd be willing to err on the side of assuming Rodgers is going to do it. But as we know with Rodgers, you never know what he's going to do until he does it. And the Steelers are going to the Jets at some point this year. So if that leak is accurate, it's week one, and it will be juicy if it's Rodgers. But it just seems odd. It seems like a wasted primetime game to put it in the 1 o'clock window on that first Sunday of the regular season.
Mike, I want to ask you a question about how the sausage gets made here. Because I feel like the biggest insiders, and I would put you, of course, among that group. I feel like you guys do not leak schedule stuff out there. And I wonder if that's because many of your peers have agreements with the networks and people they represent not to do so right now. Is that accurate?
The league is more overt, or at least has been in the past, in directing its broadcast partners to tell their reporters to not tip draft picks, because that's very easy information to get. There's always a backlog, one, two, sometimes three. I was backstage at Radio City Music Hall years ago, and they were three or four picks behind where the actual draft was. They stack up, and all you need is one person with one team, and you can find that stuff out, and it ruins the surprise of the commissioner walking out and announcing the pick.
Yep.
I've gotten the impression it's frowned upon to traffic in what the schedule will be. Now, I don't think that's universal. I think there are some people with some of the networks that are putting that stuff out there, but I think that's part of it. This is one of those third rail topics that will piss the league off and create issues for your employer if you start reporting on this stuff. And think about it. Miles Simmons, who works with us at PFT, he used to work for the Rams and for a little while with the Panthers before working with us. You know, he told us today, and I don't think I'm telling anything out of school here, but by this point in the process, everybody within a team knows what the schedule is. The football operations knows. Ticketing knows. Social media knows. Look at all those great schedule release videos. They don't get generated by AI.
The Titans one where they were on Broadway and they were asking people about the logos. That was phenomenal.
The Broadway one was terrific.
Now some of them aren't tied to the when. We know the opponents, so you could do that.
Yeah.
Have that in the can. But if you have it done and week one is this opponent, week two is that opponent, that's not finalized
right. In
a mad rush as of 8 o'clock Eastern on the night the schedule comes out. That's ready. They know that information. So by this point, 4.5 hours away, everybody who's anybody with every team knows what their schedule is going to be.
Mike, can we bring the dog on the air? Because I love that there's a good boy or good girl barking in the background, and I'm just wondering if they would be better and happier if they were allowed to just run right into the shot. right now.
She's being a bad girl right now, but what happens is she sees somebody out front and she's barking at whoever's out front.
All right, fair enough. I wanted to ask you this about just hypotheticals. So there's the leak out there that it's the Jets in week one at a kind of a benign 1 o'clock start. We talked about that already. We know it's going to be Minnesota in week four in Dublin. Do you think that the league would be motivated if they were running under the assumption that Rodgers will be a Steeler to get that Green Bay game in pretty early in the season because you want all the Rodgers big drama games and you know that Rodgers is going to be 42 and that 2 years ago he only played four snaps? Like, I'm wondering if you agree with me that the league would be motivated to try to get all those big ones, those Rodgers return matches, out of the way as soon as possible to maximize the chances that he's actually healthy for them.
At Chicago as well, that's another one. Yep. I still own you is what he said to the fans there during one of his final games with the Packers in Chicago. Yes, look at last year. And this is one of the reasons why I've been thinking at this point, and this was as of 2 weeks ago, just wait until the schedule comes out before you announce you're joining the Steelers, because if they know, they can really stick it to you schedule-wise. Last year, after he had missed all but four snaps of the 2023 season, the Jets had short week games. They had two Sunday to Thursday turnarounds.
Yeah.
They had primetime games. They had early in the year a bunch of big platform games. And Mike North, who does the schedule for the NFL, others are involved, but he's the person who's out front speaking about it. He said the Jets kind of owe us one. And Rodgers laughed it off, but I don't know. At some level, I could see Aaron Rodgers being pissed off about that. The idea that the Jets owe the league anything because Rodgers' Achilles tendon popped. So, yeah, I think that if they knew for sure, and maybe we'll see what their assumption is, that it is Rodgers. If we see the Packers at the Bears on top of the other two, that one we definitely know about, one it's reported to be true, but if that's all first half of the season, then yeah, they're betting one that it's Rodgers, and two, they're loading up those games early in the event that Rodgers might have something happen that keeps him from playing.
Mike, who makes the decision that the Steelers play the Jets in week one? Because I've heard some of those Mike North interviews. Sometimes he makes it sound like it's computer generated, the schedule, but that just feels like it's too big of a coincidence that the team that signed Justin Fields away from the Steelers and the team that Aaron Rodgers left and has beef with is a week one matchup. That's not a random event, right? I mean, who makes that decision, Goodell?
At this point, the technology is advanced, I think, so far that they can feed in parameters of games they want in certain spots and then hit the button and the rest of the schedule builds out around it based upon the limitations, the weekends they're trying to avoid here, there, whatever, because of scheduling conflicts or different factors, nobody on the road, three straight weeks, something like that. But it's clear to me, and I think this was 2 years ago, it became obvious that the league does, and I think this disrupts competitive balance, it does specifically engineer the schedule toward certain quarterbacks, certain teams. You know, teams that aren't expected to be any good, they get tucked away to the side, no primetime games for them. There used to be a greater commitment to competitive balance in the schedule. I think that's out the window now. They are all about coming up with the most compelling slate of games to get the biggest possible audience, like Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving game, Chiefs-Cowboys, I believe will be the most watched regular season game of all time, and it won't even be close. The current record is 42.1 million from 2022 Giants-Cowboys on Thanksgiving. This is going to blow that out of the water. This is going to be 45 million or more. And they deliberately picked, obviously, that game in that spot. And they had to choose between burning a game that otherwise wouldn't be all that great in a captive audience window or going for it. And they went for it with this one. And it's going to be somewhere between 45 and 50 million, I think.
Well, the people just cannot wait to watch George Pickens on Thanksgiving, Mike. That's what I say.
Or George Pickens week one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The opener against Philly.
It's really just.
But it's the Cowboys. It doesn't matter.
Right.
The three of us could be the top receivers on the Dallas Cowboys and they'd still be in the prime time.
Do the Steelers still hold that status? I mean, after the Cowboys, who are the other teams that the NFL looks at as ratings bonanza teams, Mike?
Well, I think right now the Chiefs are at the top. mm-hmm. and the Cowboys are right behind that. Those are the two main ones. The Eagles are going to be repeatedly in the mix. The Bears, the fact that the Bears are playing a non-division rival on Black Friday, because it's one thing to schedule two teams from the same division because you're kind of putting yourself in a spot where you think you're going to get a decent game. Once upon a time, the Thursday night games were predominantly division rivalries. When it's out of the division, both teams are going to be getting plenty of primetime assignments. They're betting on the Bears being very good and very compelling this year. I think the Lions are up there, even though we're not quite sure what they're going to be in 2025. But right now, it's Cowboys, it's Chiefs, it's Eagles, I think, at the very top of the league. And the Steelers are closer to the top than the bottom. But again, the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. Good luck with Mason Rudolph in primetime multiple times. We know Art Rooney has said he doesn't like primetime home games. You got a higher no-show rate. And it's one thing to sell the tickets. It's another thing to max out the parking lots, sell all the overpriced stuff that they make available. You want to have maximum audience for as many games as possible. And they don't like those primetime home games because it tends to be a little lower than maximum capacity.
Mike, just a quick another how the sausage is made question. You mentioned these, who are the top teams, who always drives like the ratings and everything else, and the Cowboys just are always going to be there. The Patriots were so good for so long with Brady, and I happen to think May is going to be a really good quarterback. Do you think, though, that the NFL, because of how many titles the Patriots won, might be a little slower to try to feature them more often until they know they're really good, because there almost could be a, all right, there's New England fatigue. They ran the league for two decades. We're going to give people a break from this. Like, do you think they would ever look at that calculus and wonder if a team almost gets overexposed in a way, and now that they could be good again sooner rather than later, they want to soft pedal it a little bit?
I think for every team, that analysis is made based upon how attractive they are right now.
Okay.
It was possible that the Patriots were going to remain very attractive on a nationwide basis post-Tom Brady and post-Bill Belichick, but that hasn't happened. So they're going to have to play their way back to the top of that list. Look, that's what makes what the Cowboys have done so impressive. I'm a firm believer that Jerry Jones is lying when he acts like he's obsessed with winning a Super Bowl. He's obsessed with keeping the Cowboys where they are in the overall nationwide consciousness. And the fact that the Cowboys are still America's team, despite not being in the NFC Championship game since 1995, that's more impressive than winning a Super Bowl. That's incredible that they're still a draw when they haven't played. I mean, this is one of my favorite NFL stats. The first 30 Super Bowls, the Cowboys played in the game to get to the Super Bowl 16 times. In the last 29, going on 30, zero.
They've got the longest NFC Championship drought of any team in the NFC.
Yeah. Yep.
Mike, thank you so much. Been a busy day. We appreciate you jumping on with us. We'll talk again next week.
See you guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.